It's a theme song that's an earworm, even if you don't watch the show. American Idol. And at the end of this next season, it's 15, it'll come to an end. It's given us some musical hits. And I'll cherish all the love we share for a moment like this. And some misses.
I go crazy cause she looks like a flop, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history. She bangs.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you. You can't sing, you can't dance, so what do you want me to say?
What made American Idol special compared to other reality competition shows? It was among the first to incorporate the audience.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to confess.
We are looking at you.
I have watched every season of American Idol. I can blame part of that on my daughters, but I can't anymore since they don't watch it. But it was a show that originated a concept. So talent competitions have always been interesting to people. Then you add in all of the drama with the judges and the way that the audience gets to vote for who's going to be the winner. And more often than not, American Idol has been a success, a cultural success and a rating success and a financial success for Fox. But everything reaches the limit of its effective life, and American Idol has reached it. They can't do anything different. The voice on NBC has taken over the ratings lead in this kind of singing competition, partly, most people think, because their judges seem to get along with each other, or at least they have a different story to tell than the folks over at American Idol.
Does the voice have more star power to it these days? I got to admit, I don't really watch either of them.
It's interesting. It depends on your point of view. They okay. have more current star power.
Okay.
They don't necessarily bring in any more of the sort of the established aging stars the way American Idol does, and that might be part of their downfall as well. The voice is perceived as being more current than American Idol. That doesn't mean that they've produced more bona fide hit singers, American Idol has, but you know, it's one of those shows where nobody's probably going to miss it at the end of next year when it goes away, but it really had a huge impact on reality TV and not just on singing competitions either. Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what they decide to replace it with, because I think one of the things that American Idol and a lot of the reality shows brought about is that you can produce these shows at a low cost and you can bring in a lot of revenue. And I think that that model is, at least from a financial standpoint, is still there.
There is some sense, though, that reality TV is waning because there's a fatigue among the audience. I mean, if you think about American Idol, it used to be stripped across 3 days during the week. It used to be that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for a while was stripped across the entire week. And you've gotten to the point now where, you know, things work in cycles. Drama and comedy, our scripted comedy, are making a comeback on television. And maybe we're just so saturated with these reality shows that it takes something really outside the box to get people to watch anymore. Oh, like maybe this show where you've got people who instantly get married and then they learn about each other, or some really crazy concept that we haven't seen before to keep reality TV fresh.
I know
way more about reality TV.
When you talk about the idea of the appetite waning, I used to be somebody that if it was on Bravo and it had a Real Housewife, I watched it every single week. And even those shows are just starting to feel like screaming, and I'm turning them off before I can even get through half an hour of it.